Welcome to MBA Mental Boost. This is your coach, Dr. Rosie, and today I'm talking about one of the reasons why you're not staying consistent with high performance habits. And that's because you're not holding yourself to high standards. So this is something I've been talking about clients with this week. It's been a real theme, and it's also been a game changer for myself as well. It can be really easy to think that all we need is accountability. We just need someone whipping our ass, messaging us every day to just check that we've done the things we were meant to do. And what I want you to do is to turn this inwards. You know, yes, you can have accountability. And as your coach, I 100% will be supporting you with that. But what I want you to do is to go deeper, because if we don't go deeper and hold ourselves to high standards, when you finish coaching, the wheels are just going to fall off because you haven't got that person checking in with you, keeping you accountable. So it's really about that commitment to excellence. You know, how committed are you to getting to that next level with your performance? How committed are you to showing up in excellence, to stepping into that high performance? Now, if you're not committed, then okay, but you're not going to be seeing the results that you want. You know, you can not be committed, stay exactly where you are, possibly take some steps back, or you can set the bar high that even your best has to get better. And that fuels that internal motivation. We're not always going to have motivation, but if we have commitment, we're going to show up every single day. Now, it's not about burning out. You know, I really don't subscribe to the hustle factor, to the working all hours, because actually for me, having high standards is the opposite. I want you to hold every area of your life to high standards. This includes rest, relaxation, sleep, relationships. You've got to look at the bigger picture. If you're not getting adequate sleep, you're not fueling yourself correctly, you're gonna not be holding yourself to high standards on the court, because you're not actually taking care of yourself and you're not stepping into being that person who shows up in excellence every single day. You've got to show up in excellence in all areas of your life. This is going to carry you during and after your basketball career. So this way of thinking is so, so powerful. If we can embed it now, this is going to stay longer term. When you set high standards, you're programming your mind for success. You're literally telling your brain, this is who we are. This is how we show up. Again, it comes back to that energy that I talk about time and time again. You start moving as that person that you want to be. You start embodying it. When you're on the court, you're not just playing against your opponent. You're playing against that version of you who rocked yesterday's game or yesterday's practice. You're not the same person that you were yesterday. Now, even as I say this, that way of thinking gets us fired up. You know, I can feel this as I'm saying it to you, and I want you to be feeling this too. Start saying this stuff to yourself. You can hold those high standards. You can be beating that version of yourself from yesterday or from the past. It's you versus you. Now, I've used this with clients that have been coming back from an injury. You know, this isn't just when everything's going great. We delve deep into this when there are challenges, when there are obstacles, when there are setbacks. You still hold those high standards to yourself. And that might look different depending on points in the season, depending on points of your life, chapters that you're in, but that you still hold that high standard. You hold yourself accountable to showing up in that way. Now, discipline and consistency are your best friends here. It's about showing up in the dark when no one's seeing your efforts. It's about grinding every single day and having that unwavering trust that the process is all adding up, because it is. Is that investment of energy that I was talking about yesterday. You're investing right now, and you are going to see that return on your investment if you keep high standards and you stay consistent with your efforts. But some practical things around it. You know, what do you do to actually set those high standards and put it into motion? Get clarity. Seek clarity on what are the most important areas that you're working on right now, because you can't be working on every single thing. You can have high standards, but your most important tasks can't be in every single area of your life, because you're just not going to have clarity. What are the needle movers right now, on and off the court? Then you've got to measure it. You've got to track that progress. You've got to then refine, tweak, adapt. You make sure that everything you're doing, that consistent effort is in alignment with that high standard. And that means not settling in the comfort zone. It means not settling for good enough, not settling for enough. I want you to keep that high standard and then keep tweaking and refining those most important tasks that are going to get you to where you want to go. So what's your next move? Are you going to be settling for good enough in consistency, or are you going to set high standards for yourself and take your game and your life to the next level? I would absolutely love to know your key takeaways from today's episode. Go out and win the day. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of MBA Mental Boost, the secret weapon to supercharging your performance on the court. If you found today's episode useful, don't forget to subscribe and share. You can connect with me over on any social platform. You can find me at Dr. Rosie Mead. Until next time, go out there and dominate using the power of your mind. This is Dr. Rosie, signing off.